Still in Addis Ababa today, we bring you the second part of John Tanzo's interview with Donald Booth. Ambassador Booth says the international community has worked hard facilitating the talks that have dragged on for more than a year.
No, I think the leaders of South Sudan are the ones that have let down the people of South Sudan. As you said, the international community, and particularly the South Sudan's immediate neighbors, IGAD, but also the Troika and others, have been very committed to trying to find a way to put an end to this conflict. The United States has, as you mentioned, been very generous and supportive of the people of South Sudan, over $1 billion of humanitarian assistance. We've also been funding the major portions of the monitoring and verification mission, as well as supporting the IGAD mediation financially. I've been in Addis almost most of the past year, so I think the commitment's very strong. Secretary Kerry personally came out here in late April, early May, for discussions with IGAD and did his trip to Juba. And it was after that visit that the two leaders met together for the first time and agreed to form a transitional government as a way out of the crisis. So we have been there continually trying to help South Sudanese leaders achieve peace.
A lot of people have said that this is a man-made crisis, and people who started it ought to have been held accountable a long time ago to bring an end to this. What is your comment?
Well, it certainly is a man-made crisis, and we've said that many times. But the men who made the crisis are also critical to ending the crisis. And so their engagement and their leadership is going to be absolutely necessary to achieve peace. The issues of accountability and reconciliation were something that has eluded South Sudan in the past, eluded South Sudan from the CPA, and is something that I think what I hear from most South Sudanese that I speak with, particularly among the other stakeholders that are here, feel that this is a critical element of any peace agreement going forward, that there will truly be an accountability for any atrocities that have been committed, that there will be a genuine process of reconciliation to bring the communities back together. Both of these are needed to ensure that there is no repeat of what happened in the period of December 2013 until now.
I hate to sound like a prophet of doom, but in case March 5th comes and there is no deal signed, does that make United States frustrated or disappointed or annoyed?
Well, we would certainly be very disappointed if there is no agreement by March 5th. Again, this is something that the leaders committed to at the end of the AU summit here in January. We will certainly continue to work with IGAD, with the African Union, and with other international partners, all of whom have been sending the very same message that it is time to get to a peace agreement and to start putting South Sudan back together, let its people go back to their homes, let them resettle, get this country moving forward again. This unanimity of the international community, I think, is very important and should not be underestimated by those leaders who think they can continue somehow to let this conflict continue. For the people of South Sudan, I would just like to reiterate that the United States has stood with you for many, many years in your struggle for self-determination. We stand with you today to help you get through this terrible crisis. We're working to try to bring peace back to your land. And for the leaders of South Sudan, again, I urge that they summon the political will and the moral courage to look beyond any self-interest and to make the compromises that are needed to achieve an enduring peace in South Sudan.
Ambassador Donald Booth is the U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan and South Sudan. He spoke yesterday in Addis Ababa with John Tanza. The Special Envoy's office provides funds for this program.